House Bill 1525. We will open this meeting. It's now called to order. We do our attendance by introduction. We will go around the room. You will state your name. Also, make note, if you are a parent and you have a child within the school district at this time, I'll start out. I'm Lisa Godfrey. I'm one of the district nurses.
I'm Shahana Dester. I have a student at the high school.
Don't forget about the junior high.
And the junior high.
Taylor Clements. I have a student at the elementary school.
I'm Dorothy Seggers. I have no children.
I'm Judy Cochran, accounts payable admin.
I'm Jaquia Ellis. I work for the Texas Department of State Health Services, and I'm a public health prevention specialist.
Beverly Chandler, principal of Hoops High School, and fortunately, I have no children in school.
Jamie Hawthorne, nurse at the elementary and
Shannon Diamond, counselor at the junior high.
Shalonda McCarron, I have one at the high school, one at the junior high.
Children.
Well, thank you all. We are so glad to see everyone here. Thank you for taking time out of your afternoon. We do have a special guest with us today, and we've been communicating via email. But she's going to share some information. I'm going to give the floor to you, where you can just kind of tell our audience what services y'all have available.
As I said before, I'm a public health prevention specialist, and so it is my job to go out to all of the districts in Bowie County and kind of teach any public health and for education material that we have, that we get from Austin's. I have a list of different presentations, resources, and services that I provide, as well as within our region. My counterpart is not here today. Her name is Ms. LaTanya Noel Wilburn. She's the licensed clinical social worker that works in my office, and she's able to you all would be able to refer parents and children to her who are in need of behavioral services, special health care needs, and stuff like that. I will make sure that I get her email to Nurse Godfrey, mm-hmm. But this is just a list of the different presentations that I could do. We do vaping, sensation presentations, drug-free presentations, just different things like that. And we also have a list of like resources and services that we provide to the school, as well as parents and kids. I am also a community health worker with the state of Texas. So any resources that y'all might be looking for within the community, if I don't know about them, then I can go find them for you. So yeah, that's just what I get.
What's your name again?
Jaquia Ellis.
Well, you know I can't tell you.
Number three.
Is there, do you have like an age? Do y'all cover like a particular age group?
No.
For your presentation? Okay, so no, you will cover all school age.
Yes. So if you have a specific grade level that you want me to do a presentation mm-hmm. for, I can just go on our drive to see if we have anything okay. like that. The way that I do it is I send it out to the schools
okay.
Just to see if it can fit your kids' needs. And if it doesn't, then you could just get back to me and I can cater to fit your district's needs and stuff like that.
Sounds great. Awesome.
When you said community health services, what all do you have you?
So I'm a community health worker, so I'm on a number of coalitions within Texarkana, and we do... we all get together, and it's just like different healthcare organizations, nonprofits, and stuff. The services that they provide to their patients and stuff, I just keep that in mind. Like if somebody's needing help finding like a food bank or something,
okay.
then I just give them the resources. Like I just tell them, you know, the number, the hours, and you know, the locations of things like that.
Okay.
It's not a referral system, but I can just like
you
I
know
have
some
like
things
a,
that are going around.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And we do have a community resource list that I'm actually updating
okay.
with the department. So I have that as well. So I just know like a list of like community resources off the top of my head, and then I just go out and find different resources too.
Okay,
that's great.
Sounds good. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions?
No, I'm just saying I would like to have that.
Okay.
When she gets it to you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we definitely will be calling. And we will be in contact.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
For coming. I went ahead and put you up because I figured the time was growing late. So anytime you need to leave, you can.
Okay.
But I appreciate it. So be sure and leave your information, though.
Yes,
leave
ma'am. That.
Okay. So our next item for discussion is area of focus for SHAT this year. Number one, anyone have any local concerns that they feel like we can address or that we can assist in? Like vaping, education, or, you know, just whatever y'all have. Any thoughts?
Maybe I'm just living in my little dream world, but I thought the vaping. I don't get near as many of those as I used to.
Okay.
Are we talking about just for our community or
our
school?
For our school, community area. Now, I just know at one time it was
bad.
It was bad.
Now I had a box full. Do y'all get as many?
I believe we are. I mean, in fact, maybe you sent us the class that was doing it on your campus.
Well,
and there's
that. Because, I mean, they did come.
They just
seem
to be a
little.
That's
what she's saying.
Yes.
Okay.
So high school,
more or less.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I really would like to call in on the health emphasis because it may not be neither here nor there, but I've had a couple of teachers to start facing. Not gonna call in the names, but I mean, you would think, and they were not smokers.
That's why I thought that would just came around.
The only thing is, they don't smell as bad. That's the only benefit to that. The smoking compared to vaping.
They weren't smokers, but they weren't.
Oh,
smokers.
They weren't to begin with. Sorry, I thought you meant they were saying they weren't smokers anymore, and I was like, it's still just as bad.
They
wow.
And I still thought we need education. I'm just. It just doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
And Miss, they're just more sneaky.
Okay. Any other areas of concern? Miss Judy, you know, I always depend on you for our senior luncheon. Has there been any chatter about anything specific that maybe we can accommodate during the senior luncheon?
I haven't heard anything as of yet about. But anybody that brings out information to them, especially for services, free services, especially that's available. Lots of times we don't know, our senior citizens don't know what's available to them. And then when someone comes out and says, we have this now, you know, an opening.
Ms. Ellis, is that something that you could also, we do a monthly luncheon for our community seniors. And usually in the past, like we've had some of the ER facilities to come,
the State Department,
you know, to come do presentation about services that, you know, that would be directed toward them.
I can see, I don't know any services that are directed specifically for seniors, but I would just have to take a list. I'm going to give you a list of like the different different things that we touch on, and if it fits like the needs of the seniors, then you could just let me know. But I don't know anything that's directly like that's directly geared towards senior age.
Okay.
We had Jenny Butler that was at COG, you know, and so she knew a lot of the services because I'm gonna pick up and take them to the doctor, you know, things like that. And she knew of the services, and it changes at all times too.
And I would really worry about if they were getting all the services that they were eligible.
That's it. Because it comes up and changes every year. So I guess did you want me to try to contact Jenny?
Yes. If you
liked that one. I thought that was a really good one.
Yeah.
Heard about the woman that came out with all the different types of services?
Yes.
Actually, I even gave my mom some of that.
She was a wealth of information.
Okay, I'll contact her.
Okay. Any other areas y'all would like to see Shaq you know, last year we did have the drawing for the headphones. The kids loved it. That became a big thing. So And I've told them the reason we get the big one because they're better for your hearing long term. Right. And so, because a lot of them, they were like, oh, really? Like, yeah, to educate. So if we want to do that again, we can. Or if we want to do a raffle for something, another type of product. Any suggestions at this time? Do we stick with the headphones or the headphones?
I don't care. I think the headphones appeal to them more.
They can use them in multi-situations, yeah. Whether it be at home, at school.
Yeah, because that was right before playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. Any other thoughts, concerns? Potential projects for us, besides the drawing for the headphones, that would go under that as well.
This is not a fun project, but okay. We are beginning our wellness plan, and there's a template that we have. You know, there's always a plan with a lot of goals, mm-hmm. with a lot of actions. And resources, so we'll try to get some of the things that we've already been doing placed in there.
Okay.
And there are some food service parts on what are we doing for to promote nutrition, and I know we've got flyers up around the campus and things like that that mm-hmm. we will need all hands on deck to okay. make sure that everybody's we're covering all, that we have everything that we're doing district wide
okay.
in the plan.
And this is our wellness.
The wellness plan goes along with the board policy.
Okay.
It is one of our local policies that okay. we've got to get put together and taken to board and them approve.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I want to know if you have any more of those, because the teacher tried to get mine. I had hanging up. You know the little pamphlet thing that you passed out for like the exercises that you can do with your desk?
The chair thing? I do.
We need some more of those, because they can't
okay.
take mine.
There you go.
Okay.
You
can exercise
in a
chair. Yeah.
Yes, it's a whole meal of chair exercises.
It did.
She handed them out.
It was at one of the senior luncheons.
And I got one in my office, and there's a few teachers that's been trying to get it, so we need to get them.
I try to do. Well, that was for our heart health awareness, because you know a lot of them can't move, but they do so many. It's some neat little things they can do for the chair. So that was
yeah,
a great.
Oh, lots of chair exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be good. Even our senior citizens again, pass them out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You think? Okay.
As well as our teachers.
Yeah, well, they were the first chairing society.
Yes.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Well, that's all I have for today. So, but anytime, any thought, or if you see something and you think it would be good, a good project for us, you know, please just shoot me an email or text or catch me in the hallway, because we want to do that. I've been, these past 2 months, I did, we had some little things to hand out at our senior luncheon. Of course, we will continue with our announcements for the awareness. We do that monthly. Just that's education that would fall under wellness too.
Yes,
we do that. But any other ideas, thoughts, please just let us know. And that's all I have, y'all. And thank y'all again for coming. Well, I appreciate y'all for showing up. Thank you so very much, Ms. Ellis, for coming and sharing that information. Like I said, you will be hearing from me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot to mention, so I know y'all were talking about bathing,
mm-hmm.
and you specifically wanted to like talk about like the health effects of vaping.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have vaping presentations.
Okay.
I actually just gave one at Red Lick today.
Okay.
That talks about all of the chemicals that are involved with like vaping.
Yes.
That are in vapes and stuff. And I actually just got some props. Like we have the presentations, we have some flyers, like little handouts,
okay.
as well as little posters and stuff.
Okay.
So you can always just let me know if that's like a presentation you want, either for your elementary, your middle school,
okay.
or your high school, or just
yes.
the staff.
The presentation.
There are different ones, like the middle school one, well, the one that I did today, I shot it down to like 97 slides, but it's not that many. It's probably, I say about 50 slides, and it took me about 25 minutes. But the one for high schoolers is a little more detailed,
yeah.
With like pictures and stuff, so it's a little lengthier. But it all just depends on the length of time that you have for me.
Okay.
And
I could do 45 minutes with lunch.
Okay.
I could go early and stay late on one group. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're real interested.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Y'all have a great evening.
Thank you.